from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Tucker behind the glass in for Kyle the rest of this week. All right, we'll get back to the phone lines here in just a couple minutes. And, of course, your calls on Nick Foles should his number be retired. We started today discussing a lot with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and the pressure and who is it on more for 2024. And, of course, Kyle Schwarber, I think he's this team's MVP. Three home runs last night. Phillies get a series victory. So they're in Arizona tonight. A little rematch of where it went started to go wrong last October against the Diamondbacks. And Arizona's red hot right now, so it should be a really good series starting tonight against the Diamondbacks. But, Hugh, before we go anywhere else, we got to do a little stock up, stock down, Eagles training camp.
What you got?
Well, this was interesting yesterday. Darius Slay, speaking about the camp so far, something we've noticed on all the days that we've been out there, where we've heard, but he confirmed it. This has been a much different kind of camp. Here's Slay yesterday on how camp has gone so far.
How are you feeling after 2 weeks of pretty humid conditions?
It's been real. It's been real now. It's been one of the hardest training camps by far as an Eagle. You know, but it's good, though. Good work. And, you know, we need it. Getting in better shape, you know, so it's good for us.
So, Hugh, you know, I'm going to give a stock up to on this one. Stock up, I'm going Nick Sirianni. I like that he changed camp. I mean, now, look, we'll find out as the year goes on how much effect it has and what he did. But they made a change, Hugh. I mean, like, last year we were out there for some of the practices. Some of the practices last year were an hour and 10 minutes. They were off the field. I remember one show we did last summer from training camp where I think we had a guest in our RV at like 11:15, right? If the practice starts at 10 o'clock, that means it wasn't a long practice. This year, just being out there from what we heard, from what Darius Slay said, Hugh, it feels like it's been a totally different kind of camp in terms of the work they're doing.
Yeah, man, they've been putting in work, and you can see the guys out there that they're just trying to get right. Everybody that we talked to or you know, we heard from, they were talking about how different this camp is and how it's been more of a business-like atmosphere.
Yep.
And that, I think that's important, man, especially when you're talking about the expectations of this football team and where they want to be. You got to have that business-like atmosphere.
All right, so that's a stock up, is Nick Sirianni for him changing the way camp is going here and maybe making it more, you know, advantageous them getting off to a good start and sustaining it through the season. But, Hugh, I the stock down I'm going to go with, it's not Darius Slay for his play, but Hugh, it just feels to me the writing's on the wall. These young guys are getting close to being ready. I wonder how long into this season Darius Slay is an unquestioned starter outside a corner. And I don't think it's because he's played poorly. That's not my point. Just, Hugh, every time we hear about their corners, it's like Quinyon Mitchell's playing well, and Kelee Ringo's playing well, and mm-hmm. Isaiah Rodgers is playing well. I just wonder if the day is coming quicker than we think that they say the young guys have surpassed him.
Well, I think part of that, the reason why you haven't heard Slay's name mentioned as much, I think part of that is because Slay is Slay. You know, I mean, you know, you hear it, oh, he's been playing well. Because it's expected from him. You know, I mean, he's expected to be the starter But I also feel like, you know, with these young guys getting praised the way that they're getting praised, does that inadvertently make him a little expendable?
Well, you know? It could. And, you know, this, you know what, it kind of, the comp is what happened with Lito and Sheldon Brown, right? Because they had two corners that could still play but were a little older, and then they drafted and they were prepared for the next run. So that's possible. It just plays itself out over a full year. It also could go quicker than that. Jeff McClain today in the Inquirer in his practice notes wrote that, you know, seeing Rodgers, this is from this article, seeing Rodgers and Ringo on the field together with Mitchell in the slot suggests that Slay will eventually become expendable. I mean, that day's, I don't know when that day's coming, but sometimes these things happen faster than you think. I mean, I think back to 2016, they thought they were going to sit Carson Wentz for a full year. And then within 3 weeks after that idea, he was the starting quarterback and Sam Bradford was on another team. So that is certainly something on my mind. Hugh, one more stock up. I need your take on this because this was interesting when I saw it. So I saw a story for Pro Football Talk that said Jalen Carter working with the Eagles' edge rushers.
Trying to get that pass rush going. I don't have a problem with that, man.
Do you think he would do well at it?
I was trying to envision how they would line him up. Now, I could see him playing in that nine, you know, getting off the ball with him on one side and Bryce Huff outside of him and running stunts. He's the problem. Because you're going to probably have to, I'm guessing, if you see him out there on the end as big and as physical as he is, you're probably going to want to slide protection his way, especially if you have a Nolan Smith or somebody that's lined up over there with them. So, you know, you have those two guys on one side, and you have Jordan Davis in the middle, and he's doing his job taking up two. That could potentially be a problem.
The thing I think is cool about it is, you know, if he's more versatile, it helps them if there's a matchup that, like, if there's a tackle on another team that's kind of weak, and you think he can rush off the edge, they can move him now, Hugh. That just makes him an even better player. But I wasn't expecting to see that Jalen Carter's working with the edge rushers here. So certainly something to keep in the back of our mind tomorrow night, first preseason game. 215-592-9494. Tom in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Joe, Hugh, how are you?
Hey, Tom. What's up, buddy?
Listen, I have to agree with you 100% on two things today, Joe.
What are we agreeing on? What do you got?
Listen, we should retire number nine.
Tell him, Tom. Convince Hugh on this, because I got Hugh over here. He's not committed to this one.
All right, well, listen, the guy has had a very, like, mediocre career, but every accomplishment he's ever done has been in the Eagles uniform. All right, he's got his cleats in the Hall of Fame for the 7-touchdown game. Okay, now he could have had 8, but they pulled him early in the fourth quarter.
It is true. 7 touchdowns in a game. It speaks to, Tom, he wasn't just good for a couple playoff games. He also had other moments like that 2013 season, 27 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Yes, and then our championship season, he's our only championship, our only Super Bowl quarterback ever. And what he did in the NFC Championship game and then followed it up in the Super Bowl, going against Tom Brady and Belichick, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, no, I get
it. This is monumental. Like, this is stuff. Like, unless we can duplicate it again, this is all we have. This guy needs to be retired. Everything he's ever done has been in the Eagles uniform.
That adds to it, Tom. For me, it adds to it for me that, you know, he did bounce around, right? The Rams and the Chiefs and the Colts and the Bears and the Jaguars, but he never did anything anywhere else. It's like midnight green for him was like Superman's cape.
Yes, and everything he's ever done has been in an Eagles uniform. So, yeah, I want to retire his number. I mean, because I've never seen another Super Bowl, and I don't know if I'll never see another one. So, yes, I want to retire his number. Okay, the statue's cute and all that, but, you know, whatever. But I want to retire his number because what he did in that, and he did it coming off the bench. You know, he wasn't the quarterback the whole year long. He had to come off the bench because we had an injured quarterback. And what he did was just phenomenal. And I just think they should retire.
Yeah, yeah, I always think, Tom, with retired numbers or Hall of Fames, it's like, can you tell the story of the team without that guy? And you can't. There's no way to tell the story of the Eagles without right. Nick Foles. He's a huge part of it.
Right. And let me go to the Phillies real quick. And I definitely agree with you, Joe. Schwarber right now, in his current stage, and I'm going to say with you, you know, it's the moment. Schwarber is the MVP right now. He is carrying our team. He's the leader of the team. And until Harper like starts coming back, which he will, okay, he's a true MVP. But until then, Schwarber is the MVP of the Phillies right now.
Well, and what he did last night, I mean, Tom, he basically won that game by himself. I mean, I know Phillips, you know, had a nice little gutty start, and Rojas helped with coming off the bench with the injury to Hayes, but 3 home runs, 7 runs batted in. I mean, he won them a series last night.
Now, I'll tell you what, it's amazing. Like, how is our pitching keeping Ohtani, like, pretty much batless? Like Ohtani is pretty much the best player in the major leagues. And we have shut him down 2 series in a row. Like, this is amazing.
You are right. I mean, Tom, he has been incredible. He's the overwhelming favorite to win the MVP in the National League. But against the Phillies this year, I know he had the home run the other night, but he hasn't done much. No, so in the 6 games, Tom, and this is a big thing when we get to the playoffs because they might need to do it again. At 6 games, he had .227 with only a .659 OPS. I mean, they really held him down for 6 games.
And I agree with the aggressiveness. Like, you've got to go back to old baseball and, you know, hit for tat. You know, you hit my guy, I'm going to come back at you and I'm going to put it under your chin. I mean, that's the way it should be.
Well, you got to send a message. I mean, especially because Castellanos was so upset at Tom, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, that's a good point by Tom here. They really did a good job on Ohtani in the 6 games.
Yeah, they did, man. And I like the fact that the way that they played last night, they played with attitude. They played with swagger. They let people know that they're not going to be pushed around. No pushovers.
Yeah, last night felt like early in the season where they would add extra runs and they'd pour on extra runs and they would win by a good amount. That felt different. And I fully believe that they're out of their worst. I think that, you know, rock bottom was probably Saturday night and what happened with the blown lead in Seattle. But they're past it. They're past it. They won with good pitching on Sunday. They dropped the opener in Los Angeles, still come back to win the series. I like where they are, and this could be a big weekend against the Diamondbacks, a team that's red hot right now, and of course we know what happened last year in the playoffs, so get back there and try to get some wins. Black Gritty is up on... Hey, Black Gritty.
Hugh, what a dude, Joy Bear. Are you going to eat your cornbread?
Yeah, you caught it. Eat your cornbread. Can't let nobody take your cornbread, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. I ain't been to jail, but if you go, the only reason you give up snacks is for trade, you know what I mean? And get yourself some smoke so you can survive.
I said it in the nicest way possible.
find your big Hugh Douglas and make him your friend, you know what I mean? You know, if you ain't trading, you better throw it in the trash. Don't you give nothing away out here. You got to survive. Let me talk to you about the Phillies and, of course, the Eagles. My goodness gracious, they retaliated. Don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff. I know one thing, like the manager, like Copper just don't be blowing his top. Like sometimes I'm like, bro, say something. You got an assistant manager in there, somebody that can yell, do something. So when they do something, I'm like, thank goodness, because they always talk about the clubhouse and sticking up for each other and being together. And right. Do it. Show me. Baseball is all about the unwritten rules. Check them. You know what I mean? Check yourself where you wreck yourself.
It's about time. Good. It's about time they did it.
And so they turn around, they won a series, and I go out there and do it again. Go out there and do it again. You know what? I don't care if it's Schwarber. I don't care who it is right now, MVP. Just get these George W's. Let's rack these things up and show me that you can do some adjustments and get the vibe back. Because last night, I didn't even tweet. I was like, let me just shut up and just watch the game. And it was so hard not to say nothing over my mouth because I'm scared. I could go up 19-0, and why am I still worried if it's not the ninth inning? You know what I'm saying?
I got you. But you know what? Last night felt like more of the beginning of the season. They added runs on. That was the Phillies we got used to earlier this season.
It felt so good. Now, as far as the Birds concerned, Nick Foles, thank you for your service. I always appreciate you. You ain't got to pay for nothing if I'm right. If I'm broke, I'll steal it for you. I appreciate you, and I thank you. Jiminy Christmas. But did they retire Doug Williams' number?
I don't know if his number's retired in Washington. I will look.
No, but he's working there. He's part of the organization.
Yeah. Somebody Google that. Because if he didn't get it, then Nick shouldn't get it. I'm just saying. I mean, one shining moment again. I appreciate you, and I thank you. And you got the Lord. You ain't got to pay for beer, dinner, steak, nothing. But I'm just saying, dude, like, no, your body of work means something. You know what I'm saying? Like, body of work means something for retiring your number. Again, let's have another nine on there, like another 7, 8 times, 9 years. It's something when I see somebody wearing Jaws' number, I always, like, thought, like, man, I wouldn't like that. But I also like paying now just back to old players and stuff like that. So I don't like retiring a whole bunch of numbers. You know what I'm saying? We're already trying to get rid of Kelsey's number. They're probably going to do Brandon Graham's number. Like, there's a lot of numbers coming up about to be taken off the board. So let's just hold Nick there so QB coming in the future can try and live up to that hype. I appreciate y'all. I thank you. And don't ever take your cornbread. Let's not go to jail, guys. Let's stay safe in these streets. I talk to y'all.
You got it, Black Gritty. So from what I found, no, it does not look like Doug Williams' number is retired. The last number that – I mean, the Commanders have stunk for a while, so they don't retire many jerseys. I think Sean Taylor was the last jersey number they retired.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. Because they put a stat – not a statue, but like a – something. Remember, they put something up. They got a lot of.
It was like a mannequin.
Yeah, it was.
Sean Taylor was an amazing player.
Yeah,
obviously,
it was, man.
Sad story how his life ended. So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Black Rudy brought up something interesting. That are they going to have a lot of retired numbers coming up here, right? Because the Super Bowl team is aging out. You know, like some of them have already retired, like Jason Kelsey and Fletcher Cox.
Mm-hmm.
But more to come. Lane Johnson was on that team. Brandon Graham was on that team. I wonder how many. So, Hugh, they're all going to join you in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Lane.
No question.
Brandon, Fletcher, Kelsey, Foles. They're all going to be in the Eagles Hall of Fame. But the question is how many of those guys get their number retired. Kelsey will. Fletcher will. I think Lane is going to as well.
Now.
Brandon. Does now. Brandon get his number retired?
Now. Now here's the,
yes.
Here's the, I was about to say, because if you retire Foles' number, damn it, you better retire Brandon's.
I agree with you.
I mean, it's one of those things.
Well, he made the play in the Super Bowl and the longevity.
Yes. So it's one of those things, man. It's like it's gonna be a couple numbers. We're gonna have a team with not that many numbers to have. We're gonna start making up numbers.
Well, luckily in football,
like 0-7 and all this other stuff. Like
yeah,
0-7.
And you do have 53 roster spots.
Yeah, and it's gonna be one of them things where you know you're gonna have to start. It's gonna be two people wearing the same number. It's gonna be like college. You got a lot of numbers to retire. I don't know, like. I would say right now, as of today, Lane Johnson's number does not get retired. As of today.
But do you think? I think it will one day.
You know what I mean? But we're talking, like, because it's hard to fathom. I mean, you're probably right, but You know, when you talk about, I'm thinking about the immediate guys. Fletch number, probably not. Lee Fletch was a hell of a player. Not like, I'm not.
All right, so
I'm
who's taking... a lock? So Jason's a lock. Jason's a lock. They're retiring 62.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
I mean, because like Jason to me, as good as those players are, you're talking about from that team. Jason is by far in rarefied air. Like he's in a stratosphere.
I agree.
Like nobody else. So that to me is a no-brainer.
You bring up an interesting point on Brandon. Now Brandon, if we're doing it for Foles, Brandon Graham made the strip sack.
Yeah, he
and
did.
He has the most games played in Eagles history.
Yeah. Like if we're doing it for him, then we got to do it for Brandon. So that's where you look at that.
But then I make a point that Lane Johnson's a better player than Brandon? So that he's got to get in.
You can make that, but that doesn't necessarily mean Lane to get in.
No, I know.
I'm about to say this. Don't get mad at anybody because y'all.
No, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to stand up.
He's an offensive lineman.
But so is Jason Kelce.
Yeah, he is. But he's in, like I said, Jason's in rarefied air. Jason is in our hearts and in our minds. Jason, like, and this definitely does not have anything to do with his success on the field. But Jason's not going to have to wait long to get into the Hall of Fame because he's wildly popular.
Like he's six All Pros.
You're in a position where they can't wait till your 5 years is up. Like seriously, like when you talk about everything that Jason has done, the potential of his podcast taking off in a way that not a whole lot of people's podcasts have taken off. The fact that he has options whether to be in the public eye or become a coach.
You do whatever
it's phenomenal. Like, dude, we talked about that the other day, and I'm like, dog, you are living the absolute dream of a retired player. Like, you hit the ground running. You have so many different avenues. You have so many different streams of income that you're bringing in. You're going to make way more money than you ever did playing football. That is phenomenal. And he's, like I said, he's wildly popular. Like, so he's one of those guys, man, that if he suggested it, that I need my number retired, nobody's going to push back on that. Nobody.
It does. I agree with you. If you put Foles in, it changes the criteria a little bit. How could you keep the other guys off that team? Tucker, would you say those five from the Super Bowl team will end up with their – let's leave Foles off for a second because he's unique. The other four all will have their number retired?
I don't know.
Kelce,
it's a tough thing because you look, the Eagles already have 10 numbers retired.
So we'd be up to 15 if we went this far.
And I just looked it up. The most in the NFL right now is the Chicago Bears at 14.
And they've been around a little bit longer, right?
And they've had a little bit more history than the Eagles, right? Like they've,
but they've only won once, too.
No, but they won a lot more.
Oh, sure.
You know,
way back 50
years ago. Yeah. I guess the Eagles have, too. But yeah, I think that's why you have the Eagles Hall of Fame, isn't it? Like, same thing with the Phillies. You know, I know we have that debate about should they retire, you know, Hamels and Rollins and Utley and Howard. There's another step for that, and I think that is the team's Hall of Fame or Wall of Fame. I just think someone like Brandon Graham really fits into that category really nicely. Like, I just think retiring numbers shouldn't be for franchise legends. It should be for NFL legends who played for your franchise.
So that would be Kelce.
I think so. I think Kelce and Cox, if he gets in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but again, to the Foles thing, it kind of changes the criteria a little bit. And it opens it up to those guys who are on the same team as him. Anthony is up next on WIP. Hey, Anthony.
Guys, how's it going?
Good, what's Anthony. Going on, what's up, pal?
Nothing. 2 days in a row I'm calling. I wasn't planning on that, but obviously I have to for Foles' retirement. So Foles' number should absolutely be retired. And I'm glad you guys just said about BG, because BG absolutely should have his retired too. That strip sack was huge. But, you know, we can all agree that Foles didn't have, you know, there were some places he went and he was like non-existent. But like Tom just said a couple callers back, Foles came here to the city and blew up. Like, it just lit him up. And when Carson went down, we were all worried. We were all thinking, damn, there goes the season. And not one person was thinking Foles is going to step in and beat the GOAT of the game, the GOAT coach, in like a high-scoring game.
Oh, Anthony, you were right. Like, even the most optimistic person the day that Carson went down or the next day when we got the news thought, all right, maybe they could run the ball, play defense, get to the Super Bowl out of the NFC. But if I had said that next night – Nick Foles would throw the ball 43 times, score 41 points, and light up Bill Belichick. Everyone would have laughed at me. Like, no one would have believed that.
Yeah, and we kind of were. I mean, Johnny Marks with his tattoo and everything. Like, I mean, it goes. But also, last thing, if you guys remember, there was, like, some tension with Alshon and Carson.
Yep.
And you know, I'm not telling you guys nothing you don't already know, but those little details matter too, man, because this guy came in and gave us a breath of fresh air that we didn't even know we had. He didn't even know he had. I mean, we went in. I remember them being like, Minnesota's got the best number one defense in the league. Like, Minnesota's defense, what? You know, like, man, we just it has to be retired. Foles is legendary. He brought us our first Lombardi, and BG had that strip sack. So I'm down with both of them. Of course, Kelsey, I fear Fletcher and Lane are not.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for them to parse the two of it. Like, because they're all great players and all great Eagles. Anthony, what do you got in the Phillies?
I just wanted to say, yeah, last night was huge. I really think we're back. That, man, how about Schwarber, man? He is just, like, that was crazy. I'm still obviously cheering on the Phillies and waiting for that, waiting for him to bring that World Series to him.
Well, I think this is the year. Anthony, we appreciate the phone call. And yeah, look, I think they're out of the worst of it. That's the most important part. And we'll find out, because the Diamondbacks are playing really well right now. Their offense has been on fire. So this should be a fun series starting tonight. 215-592-9494. You know what we got to do when we get back? We got to hear about Hugh's time with the morning show today. Did we get a resolution? Does Hugh owe John Ritchie $10,000? Hugh will tell us about his visit with the morning show coming up. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. So right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams in all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton to soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up and start betting the games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.